In our gospel today, Jesus says, "Do not be afraid, little flock." And that's how Jesus begins our gospel reading. It's not with a warning, it's not with a command, but words of comfort and kindness to his disciples, because in the setting of the gospel, that Jesus is going to go to Jerusalem, and that's where he was killed. So Jesus saw the disciples not as a crowd of strangers that he didn't know, but as a little flock, his flock. And he, of course, is the shepherd who searches and watches over us, the one who knows our names personally, who knows us inside out, and the one who walks with us through the journey of life, the ups and downs. And then he says something truly amazing. "It is for your Father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom." Not a portion, not scraps from under the table, but the whole of the kingdom of God. And the reason why he wants to give it to you, because it gives him pleasure to give you the kingdom of God. He wants us to give us the kingdom of God because he wants us to experience the joy that God brings. He wants us to experience the peace that never fades or never disappears. He wants us to experience the gift of his love, converting us from the inside out. And even when we get lost, like the lost sheep, he comes alongside. He searches for us. He puts us on his shoulders and he takes us into new pasture. That's grace. That's the heart of our faith. A gift freely given, a love that will never let us go. And why does he do that? It gives him pleasure. But Jesus doesn't stop there. He invites us to live in a new way, to be generous, to share what we have with the poor, and to be ready and keep our spiritual lights burning, and to be watchful, and to stay open to God's love and purpose in our lives. So Jesus calls us to live with open hearts and minds, not with hearts locked with fear, but people who look for hope even in the shadows of life itself. And this is the readiness that Jesus talks about in our gospel today. It's not a panicked, scrambling event. It's not a fearful watching for the coming of Jesus. But it's preparing our hearts to welcome him. Because Jesus doesn't just come on the last day. He comes in the quiet moments of our lives. He comes in the voice of a friend that speaks to us a truth. He comes in the bread and wine of communion where we receive his presence. It comes in the face of someone who is in need. So how do we stay ready for the last day? Well, Jesus gives the answer. We stay ready to open his call in our lives by giving what we can, by forgiving what we must, and by trusting that God is always near. He then says, "Where your treasure is, there your heart will be also." So where is our treasure? Is it in the things that break and fade? Or is it in the things that last? Kindness, trust, love. We know that we can't take our stuff with us. We can't, but we can leave stories of grace. We can build treasure in heaven right here now by the way we treat people, the attitudes we have, and the words we say. Then Jesus says something even more stunning. When the master returns and finds his servants ready, he won't just reward them. He will serve them. He will fasten his belt, kneel down, and care for them like a servant. And that's our God, the one who comes to not to be served, but to serve. The one who washes feet at the Last Supper. The one who gives everything, even his life, on that first Good Friday. So Jesus says, in our waiting for the last day, don't be afraid. Trust in God's love. Be generous with what you have. And keep your light burning. And stay ready. Not because you're scared, but because you are experiencing the love of God. So let's live like people who believe that. Let's live with open hearts and minds, hands that will help in a positive way. Let's live lives shining with the grace of Jesus in them. Let's live lives full of goodness and hope. Because when Jesus comes in that unexpected moment, will he find us ready? So today, we're thinking of a kind of treasure that never appears in the bank statement. The wealth of a generous spirit. The peace that comes from God. The joy of serving others in love. And the assurance of being known and loved by God, the Good Shepherd. Because this is the treasure that lasts, the kind that death can't take away, the kind of thing that can't fade and be eaten by moths. So as Jesus tells us, it is your Father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom, and me, of course. And all we need to say is yes to his offer and build up treasures in our lives that we take into eternity. As a person from one of the parishes said a Yorkshire thing to me, a sort of saying, she said to me, there's no pockets in shrouds. But what we can take when we exercise the real treasures is that we carry them into the presence of God. And God says, good, that treasure is with you forever. So let us pray. Loving God, thank you for your gift of the kingdom. Help us live with generous hearts, shining lights, and deep trust in your love. May we treasure what lasts, grace, peace, and joy, and keep us ready to serve, forgive, and welcome you in every moment of our lives, this life and in the next. Amen.